Track 11, The Money Trap, Part 2. On the last track, we discussed contradictory attitudes about money. Money is good or money is evil. On this track, we will discuss post-holiday stress related to overspending or your money trap and a plan to get on the path to financial stability and a prescription for your financial health. Do you agree that your current holiday letdown or depression may be due to some overspending you may have done? Are you caught in a money trap? The holiday season is over, and as you look at your checkbook and see your credit card statement, do you get a sinking feeling in your stomach? Do you feel intense anxiety when you realize how much money you have spent during the holidays? Do you feel that you have no control over your mounting debt? You don't have to feel trapped by your financial situation. There are many ways you can regain control and develop a healthy relationship with your money and spending habits. I will discuss three of these: uncovering hidden thoughts and attitudes about money, developing an attitude of gratitude, and designing a practical budget that is worth sticking to. Interested? Okay, let's get started. First of all, you'll need to take an accurate look at your financial situation. Ignoring the balances in your credit cards, paying only the minimum each month, while raking up more credit card debt will not help you walk the path to financial freedom, obviously. To get started on the right track, let's discuss a prescription for your financial health. To restore your financial health, you need to do the inner work of changing the way you think and feel about money, and also the outer work of practical money management. As mentioned on the previous track, the way you think about money is a strong force in shaping your spending and saving habits, and also your overall state of mind. If you constantly worry about your debt and how you will be able to pay all of your bills, these thoughts may begin to add enormous amount of stress to your life, obviously, and I'm not telling you anything new. Instead of thinking, "I'll never be able to get out from under this huge mountain of debt," take a practical step like increasing your monthly payment on your high-interest credit card and start thinking, "This is manageable when I take the right course of action." You may not be aware of some of your attitudes towards money, but they present themselves in various forms throughout the day. When a woman driving a Jaguar pulls up next to you at a stoplight, do you initially think her husband must have a lot of money, not thinking that a woman could become wealthy on her own? Would such a hidden attitude prevent you, as a woman, if you're a female listening to this tape, from taking control of your financial situation and accumulating your own wealth? Let's explore how you feel about money by finishing the following sentence. Write down or think through the following answers. And keep in mind there's no right or wrong answers. Just be as honest as you can. Complete these phrases. Money is. My bank account is. Those who have more money than me are. Money never. Money always. When it comes to debt, I believe. When it comes to money management, I am. I can't make a lot of money because I deserve. What thoughts about money have you revealed? Start replacing your old beliefs with positive, wealth-enhancing ones. For example, instead of saying, "I must work hard to make a lot of money," say, "I make money by working smart." Instead of telling yourself, "I can never really be debt-free," how about creating a positive affirmation and saying, "I enjoy the freedom of living debt-free," and create a positive focus related to money. Your thoughts are powerful, and what you choose to focus on will shape the decisions that you make regarding your spending and saving habits. In short, if you're telling yourself you'll always be in debt, guess what? You'll always be in debt. But if you say, "I see myself financially out of debt," this creates a focus in your mind to look for that debt freedom. instead of dwelling on the things that you don't have, for example, a brand new BMW, a vacation home in the Florida Keys, think about what you do have and be grateful. An attitude of gratitude will help you see your financial situation as something that isn't so overwhelming and burdensome, thus decreasing your holiday letdown and depression. To keep your mind on thoughts of gratitude, let's try an exercise. List 5 things that you're grateful for, like your new puppy, your full-time job with health insurance, and being able to spend time with your friends at work, and then list 2 others. These things can be money-related, but they don't have to be. Just write down 5 things that you're thankful for. How about being thankful for your good health or the good health of your children? Now, take this list and post it somewhere in your home, office, car, where it can act as a reminder of the blessings, so to speak, in your life. And think about adding to this list daily. When you are continually reminded of how much you have in life, tangibly and intangibly, such as relationships and love, you will find your old ways of thinking about life and money and always wanting more begins to shift. Make sense? As you start to think about the abundance of things in your life, would it be a good time to eliminate any unnecessary expenses? In order to do this, think about the things that truly make you happy. Would you rather go out for lunch every day or bring your lunch to work 3 or 4 days out of the week? What's more important to you, spending $10 every day on lunch or splurging once a week on a nice meal out with a few close friends? How about saving that money and having an inexpensive home-cooked meal with those friends or making that extra few dollars on that credit card payment? It's the quality of the experiences that matter, not the quantity. Think about it. After deciding what brings you happiness, getting out of the office each day for lunch or saving up money to dine out with friends or make an extra few dollars on the credit card, now would be a good time to look at your overall spending habits and create a detailed budget. But start by listing your total monthly income after taxes. Then list your monthly expenses, such as rent, mortgage, utilities, insurance, groceries, entertainment. This includes dining out, loan payments, clothing, and other such expenditures. Subtract the total of your monthly expenses from your monthly income and analyze the amount that's left. What can you put into savings? Should some of this leftover money go towards loan and credit card payments? Do you need to cut back on entertainment in order to put more into the grocery section? Should you cut back so that you can save more? Regardless of what you decide with your budget, the important thing is that you stick with it. Don't get into the habit of thinking that if you ignore your credit card debt or the amount that you're spending on entertainment each month, that your problem will go away. Common sense tells you this isn't the truth. You must be proactive in finding your solution to your financial stress. This begins with recognizing your hidden beliefs and attitudes about spending and saving, creating a budget, and sticking with the plan. Let me repeat that in summary. This begins with recognizing your hidden beliefs and attitudes towards spending and saving. 2, creating a budget. And 3, sticking to the plan. On this track, we discuss the influence of post-holiday stress as it relates to overspending and financial burdens, in short, the money trap. We also discuss the importance of creating a financial plan that helps you get out of the money trap and on the path to financial stability. On the next track, we will discuss what fuels you. Question 11. What will shape the decisions that you make regarding your spending and saving habits?